Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Reckless Adjacent.
Yay!
I just have a sign that says applause.
Yeah.
I just need everyone to applause when I say so. But today we are playing a very spooky game, and it is called Shadow Dark. Some of you may have heard about it because it won a buttload of awards this year, 2024. It won, like, Best Game, Best Rules of the Ennies. Got a lot of attention. I think it was like a $1.3 million Kickstarter.
Is that a standard buttload or a metric buttload?
A metric buttload of awards. That's correct. And this is Shadow Dark RPG by Kelsey Dione and her team at the Arcane Library. And it is a pretty cool game, in my opinion. It's kind of like an old school D&D style game with a lot of updates to make it more familiar to people who have played Dungeons & Dragons. And speaking of people who have played Dungeons & Dragons, I am joined at the table by the person on my left.
Hello, it's me, David.
And in front of me?
Hello, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve. And to my right?
Hi, it's me, Sophie.
That's right. Nathan's not here because he's not cool enough for Shadow Dark RPG. But I have press-ganged the Reckless Attack crew into playing Shadow Dark with me. So we're going to have a good time.
I'm excited. We have our characters built out. Some of them will last longer than others, just because
yes,
the kind
we're
of
going.
That we rolled.
It's a little taste of old school here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, I'm sorry, did you start with double digits with hit points? No.
No, you did not.
No. Under five for everybody.
We're lucky if we didn't start with negative HP. So,
yes.
I feel pretty good.
I was close to dying during character creation.
Yeah,
so,
there was a real chance. That's correct. And if you want to hear more about that, go check out our character creation for Shadow Dark over on our Patreon. But today, we're just going to get straight into the adventure. And the adventure today is one that I found. It is called Her Sun-Shattered Tears, and it is written by Cirsa Victory. And it is a very cool adventure that takes place in a very dark and shattered world. So we'll go ahead and get started. It has been generations since a magical cataclysm ravaged the world, turning a fertile planet into a feral wasteland. The sun, which once brought warmth and beckoned crops, now looms titanic and black, its dim crimson light bleeding through cracks in its blistered surface. Those who remain huddle together in city-states, each ruled by a beautiful and cruel sorcerer queen who wields the people's fear of magic like a cudgel. It is upon the remnants of pre-cataclysmic civilizations that the foundation slabs of these city-states were laid, and the temple of one such lost society has just been unearthed. Her legion, weak with hunger, beset by invaders and filthy with traitors, the sorcerer queen Sardothia has instead chosen a band of loyal thralls to enter the exhumed temple and seize the relic rumored to be hidden within, the tears of the siege angel. You three are those lucky thralls. You have been gifted with your queen's favor and sent to the temple to retrieve the relic. There is no rest, as the wastes are dangerously unsafe and the shadows hide creatures beyond your comprehension. There is no return, without the relic at least, for doing so will see you crucified on the Tree of Woe as an example to the others. Now our three loyal thralls find yourselves standing at the entrance to a sinkhole leading to a half-buried temple. Please, tell us what your names are and what the audience sees.
You see a woman in chainmail. She has a longsword and she clutches a holy symbol in one of her hands. This is Lyanna, the human priest. And as she mutters a prayer for herself, for her other fellow thralls, she eyes this sinkhole with a mix of fear and apprehension, but also excitement. It's a good day to die, friends. For Sardothia,
I would prefer to live for Sir Dathia, but I suppose I understand the sentiment. And kind of standing next to the sinkhole is a small, frail-looking woman dressed in some loose-fitting clothing, a backpack on the ground next to her, and she is currently poking the edge of this sinkhole with a pole. This is Clara, the obvious wizard of the group, and she kind of wrinkles her nose at the thought of going underground.
And lastly, you see this just like wall of plate mail stomp forward.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not gonna die. They're gonna die. As Malcor, the human fighter, comes in and you see their head is just clean shaven. And you two left him with a normal face. And he has come into this sinkhole with some like war paint painted on. And I assume you two exchange a look of like, what the fuck is happening?
Liana's like, totally into this. Like, Liana's like, that's the spirit of Malcor.
And Clara kind of has the look of, they looked normal when they interviewed. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Are these the burial rites for your clan, your family? The death preparation rites of painting the face?
This is the preparation to kick some ass!
Hell yeah. And
as Malcor just walks forward.
Do you have any more of that paint?
The three of you, Sardothia's loyal thralls, have also been gifted with a boon. You each carry within a pouch a spine from her demonic wings. This functions like a luck token. So at any point, you can choose to reroll a roll by spending your luck token. You can also give your luck token to someone else. But because this comes directly from Sardothia herself, if you succeed on a roll, you will get another boon from her as she watches over you. If you fail on that roll using the luck token, her displeasure will make itself known and you will be smited. So just keep that in mind. As the coal black sun begins to crack above you, signaling the beginning of a lethal sunlight storm, the first torch is lit, the timer begins, and the darkness awaits.
Let's do this!
So what I'm going to do is roll for initiative, and that is because Shadow Dark takes place entirely within initiative order. While the group is exploring, it is called crawling rounds, and the positioning and actions are a little bit more loose in that we're just trying to make sure that everyone takes a turn, not that we need to worry about specific order. But when we get into combat, we're going to be worrying about specific initiative order. And I'm also going to be keeping track of how many rounds you spend down there, because there are random encounters in this game.
Hey.
So, terrible.
Can everyone go ahead and roll me a d20 plus your dexterity modifier?
Ah.
Malcor rolled a 4.
Oh, wow.
With a dexterity modifier of -1.
Oh, okay. Malcor with a 3. All right. Liana rolled a 1.
Wow.
With a modifier of 1. So I have a 2.
Okay. We got a 3 and a 2.
Clara
uh-huh.
rolled a 1.
Oh.
With a -1 modifier. Oh. Puts me at 0.
Oh, okay. So Malcor, with your incredible 3, you are leading the charge.
Truly powerful.
Into this sinkhole.
So the first thing you notice upon entering this sinkhole, it is cramped.
No.
Especially for someone of your size. You are having to squeeze in. And as you're walking in, you are just getting pieces of something rain down upon you.
I don't think it's like walking in. I think like Malcor is just like, a square moving through a circle, just making the tunnel bigger.
Yeah, you are the square peg in the round hole today.
Malcor, I'm going to go ahead and assume that you are carrying the torch for this group.
Yeah.
And torches in this game symbolize real time passing. So as we are playing this game in real time, I'm keeping track of how long that torch is lasting.
Okay.
And I will let you know when it goes out.
Sounds good.
That explanation has wasted 5 minutes of our time. Malcor,
tell me how you feel about that. But as you are going through, the first thing you notice is that things are crumbling around you.
And at first glance, you notice that these are bones of various kinds. They are dry, they are brittle, they are dusty, and they are cracking all about you as the smell of bone and stone fills your nostrils. As Liana and Clara enter as well, the sunlight storm behind you begins to go into full effect as scarlet light rains down from the sun, causing this hissing and thrumming sound behind you. You all have lived long enough in this world to know that a sunlight storm signals death. If those rays of light hit you, any kind of organic matter is basically instantly disintegrated. So you are not leaving this cave while the storm is going around.
Terrible.
We're going to go in initiative order. Malcor, what would you like to do on your turn?
Keep moving forward.
All right. So
we're here for tears, and we're going to get them.
Whether it's the actual tears or our tears, yes.
Malcor did not listen to the specifics. Yeah.
On your turn, you can take an action and a movement. You've chosen to move. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you all kind of close together while we're still in the crawling rounds. You can also take an action, such as searching the cave or looking for traps or, you know, things that would take roughly a minute or so to do.
Malcor will have their 10-foot pole out in front of them, poking at where they will step. So move and look for traps.
Anything that Clara or Liana wants to do?
Just to remind me, did you say that there were things crumbling down from on top of us?
As you are sort of walking through this tunnel, I'm imagining that Malcor is kind of crushing a lot of the stuff. It is a very small space.
Okay.
So it's not so much that they're falling on top of you, but just because you're taking up so much space in this small tunnel, things are kind of crumbling against your head.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, Liana is kind of like dragging their hand against the wall as we are moving. In a very confident, you know, Malcor's got it. He's taking up the whole hallway anyway. Like, we're fine.
Do any of the bones have any kind of clothing or material on them or around them? And if so, because we have no idea how long this is going to take and we have limited resources, Clara may then pick up a femur with some clothing material that gets wrapped around the end of it, maybe a makeshift torch if needed, that we could be used later.
As the three of you sort of move along this tunnel, it does open up a little bit. Clara, because you're sort of looking around and because Malcor, you're looking for traps and checking the location, you two find something very interesting. Among the crumbling bones on one side of this tunnel, you see a half-clothed skeleton sticking out of the wall. But it's only the half of the skeleton. It's as though the other half continues into the wall, despite there being no obvious way for that to happen. And you also see on this strangely clothed skeleton, one bony hand clutching what looks like an urn, and the other hand clutching the handle of some kind of sword that is also buried halfway into the wall.
I just cut that head off, right? That's the move?
The head is somehow buried into the wall. You're only seeing the legs sticking out. It's like the spine is just jutting out of the wall and the legs, but you have no idea how the head or arms could have made it into the wall. There's no obvious way that that is happening.
Malcor pokes the skeleton with his pole.
Liana is going to try and gingerly take the urn from this person's hands.
Clara will motion to Malcor and say, poke the dirt around it. See if it's actually dirt or if it's just an illusion.
Malcor does as told.
Okay. As you poke around the skeleton, a pouch drops to the ground, making a dusty noise. And something kind of comes out of it.
I Sophia, have made the motion. Yeah. Ready to poke with the stick.
Clara holds her breath.
Yeah. It glitters a little bit as it rises out of the pouch. And Clara, you would actually recognize this from your herbalism days.
Oh.
This is a pouch of fine ground baby's teeth.
I'm sorry, what?
That's like a plant, right?
Is it? Is it?
I don't know anything about herbalism, so
Clara,
I'm going to guess
it a plant,
it's a plant.
Or is it baby teeth? Who knows?
It's like baby's breath, the plant.
Yeah.
But it's baby's teeth.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this is
Yes, of course it is.
Clara, you keep telling them that.
Yeah, right.
So this is a magical item. The benefit is you can scatter the entire pouch of dust to re-roll one random encounter that I just rolled. And I will say I will be rolling a random encounter on the next turn. You can use the baby teeth to re-roll that.
Has the skeleton moved?
The skeleton has not moved. It is a skeleton.
And is the dirt area around it solid?
It is very solid. Once again, it is strange that the skeleton is found this way because there's no obvious path that the head and shoulders would be stuck in the rock like this or stuck in the bone like this. And Liana, upon inspecting the urn, you see that it is etched with the image of a male gladiator ensnared in a net. The urn itself is empty, except for some emerald-colored residue.
Okay.
And the lid of the urn is missing.
Okay, so there's just residue inside?
There's residue inside, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Clara, can you make anything of this?
Well, maybe a hat or a... I'll look at it and just, do I recognize anything either herbal or component-wise that this dust or residue might have come from or been used for?
So I'll say that's the third turn's actions. Is there anything else that either Clara or that either Liana or Malkor want to do while Clara is inspecting this urn? I will also remind you that there is a sword that this thing is grasping.
Oh,
onto.
I know. Malkor was like Arthur in the stone. Can yeah. Malkor pull this sword out of the wall? Because the sword is halfway in the wall, too,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Yeah, Malkor is for sure going to try to get Is it a nice-looking sword?
It's a decent-looking sword. It looks well-preserved.
Malkor is going to try to pull that sword out of the wall.
Okay.
Can I multitask and give Clara the pouch?
Yeah,
of,
absolutely.
Of totally 100% plant baby teeth?
Yes.
Great.
So I'll resolve your thing first, Clara.
Okay.
Can you go ahead and give me an intelligence roll?
14.
All right. That is a success. And you would know emeralds to be a component of teleportation magic.
Oh.
Well, don't keep us in suspense.
I believe that this person tried to get out via some sort of teleportation and has accidentally teleported themselves into a wall.
Oh, that sucks.
That's the bad news. The good news is, theoretically, the rest of them should be fully preserved inside that rock.
Gross.
Well, that sword that you're looking at is going to be pretty well preserved inside there. But as this is taking a lot of time, and I'm assuming you're making a good amount of noise trying to get this rock out, to get this sword out.
There is nothing about Malkor that is quiet.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll on our random encounter table to see what happens.
Okay.
So you're pulling, you're excavating, you're trying to grab this sword out from the bony rubble.
Mm-hmm.
And as the three of you spend time trying to get this sword out, suddenly you find a gladiator's gauntlet punching out from the wall as a suit of animated armor crawls towards the three of you looking for a fight.
Hell yeah!
So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to ask the three of you to roll initiative again.
Good news is I can't do worse.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. 15 for Malkor.
15 for Liana.
11 for Clara.
So I'm going to ask Liana to go first just because it's going to start with Liana and then go clockwise around.
Okay.
So I'm going to go last as the creature.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's what you want.
Yes.
So Liana, right. This animated armor punches its way out of the wall and starts to pick up a flail.
Malkor, you got this. I'm going to cast Holy Weapon on Malkor's sword.
Yes.
Bastard sword.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a DC 11. Let's see if I can make this. I do. I roll a 15. So your weapon erupts in holy energy and becomes magic for 5 rounds. It gets plus 1.
Hell yeah.
Go get him, Malkor.
Yeah. Well, that's disconcerting. So I will gesticulate wildly and fling my hand out and I will attempt to slam an orb of energy into this creature as I cast Magic Missile at it. If I am reading this correctly, Magic Missile, I have advantage to cast?
That's correct.
And advantage works the same?
Yep, as in Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. That's right.
That would be a natural 20.
Okay, wow.
Does that do anything? Before you get excited, I guess.
For some spells, yes.
Yes.
I did see that it does have an effect for some spells. I don't know if magic missile...
So on a critical hit for spells, you double one numerical value. So in your case, I believe it does 1d4 points of damage. So I think it would actually do 2d4 points of damage.
2d4 points of damage.
To double that.
Nice.
All right. 4 plus...
Wow.
Dang. 8 points of magic missile damage.
Holy crap. Okay, so this thing basically just tries to crawl out of the armor, try to punch towards you three, and then two magic missiles. What do they look like when they punch through this thing?
So basically there are kind of a deep red. These two almost look like orbs that have small spikes on them. And hit this creature, both in the chest, dead center.
Malkor, it is on its last legs. What would you like to do?
Run up and hit it.
Okay.
Two-handed with my bastard sword glowing with holy energy.
Radiant
holy energy!
Wow, what a callback.
Yeah.
No, I rolled a 2.
Luck token!
Luck token!
Luck token! Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
22 to hit!
Okay, that does hit. Roll damage, please.
10 points of damage!
Yes. Okay, that easily crushes this thing. And because you have used your quill from Sardothia, and you have successfully made a roll, she grants you her favor. You find your skin begin to grow tough and leathery. For the next 5 rounds, you gain a +2 armor class due to the blessing of Sardothia.
Cool.
Now we're going to go back into crawling rounds, as the three of you have dispatched the animated armor. You have successfully retrieved the sword from the skeleton.
Cool, what's my sword?
And the sword is called the Short Sword of the Thief.
Ooh.
It is a stubby gray blade riddled with notches and scars. It is a +1 short sword, so you get +1 to attack and damage. It is +2 if wielded by a halfling or a thief, which none of you are. Sad.
Terrible.
As a benefit, once per day, you can regain a luck token that you just spent.
I will use this ability. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Okay, so now it's just a +1.
Luck token for me!
Yay!
It's just a +1 short sword then. There you go.
+1 once per day, though, I can do that, right?
Once per day.
Once per
I know
sword.
It does not matter because we will not be resting, but I'm getting my luck token. Yeah.
But from the skeleton, you found a short sword, you found an urn with emerald teleportation magic on it, and you've also found some plant-based baby's teeth. We'll continue on for our next round. What would you all like to do?
Let's explore a little bit further down this cave, this manhole.
What about this armor?
Oh, I assumed it, like...
Yeah, you wrecked that thing, Clara. I don't know if we're getting anything else out of that.
Well, I know, but what animated it?
That's for you to know and me to kill.
Would you like to spend some time and find out?
We're burning torchlight.
Yeah, these are questions for the scholars topside. I don't think there's a...
You could spend some time to collect the things and find out later.
Is anybody able to carry them?
Malkor will just pick up the skeleton and like throw it on top of his backpack.
As an improvised weapon.
I will say it takes 2 equipment slots because you're trying to carry a body.
I have extra ones because I do have my longbow and arrows.
The game does track equipment slots, so I'm going to be asking you to track your equipment slots.
Okay.
Do we just move slower if we go over?
You just can't carry it.
Skelly. Okay.
Skelly.
Skelly.
And upon a little bit of closer inspection, you notice that the armor is actually made of a kind of ceramic. So you have pieces of ceramic on top of the skeleton.
So it's ceremonial.
Well, I mean, ceramic can be pretty tough.
Yeah. Okay. Good. We have it. Let's continue on.
You can keep looking at it on my back while I'm walking, because I would like to drop it at some point.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's me, Sophie. Do you want more Reckless Attack? Then join our Discord and chat with us in our community. The link for the Discord is in the show notes, or head on over to our website, recklessattack.com. We also have a Patreon. You can listen to our new show, Reckless Snack, and other content if you become a patron. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for listening to the episode.
As you get to the end of this bone-filled tunnel, what you see is a bridge of sorts. A stone bridge that continues forward.
My immediate thought was like a rickety old rope bridge.
And I'm yeah,
like,
right.
Over like an incredibly deep water or lake yeah. or some kind. Yes.
The torchlight from the three of you does extend far enough for you to realize that the bridge actually continues past 30 feet. So the bridge is, and the room itself is quite a bit farther along. It's a decently long room. On top of that, to either side, there is a 10-foot pit, and at the bottom of that lie broken bones, splintered bodies, weapons, shields, old chariots, clearly the remains of gladiator battles. And the entire room smells of old, spoiled meat.
How wide is this bridge?
It's about 6 to 8 feet wide, so wide enough for two of you to stand side by side.
Just looking down over the edge, is there any larger concentration of bodies or skeletons? Like, do they seem to be more towards this end, more towards the farther end, you know, that kind of thing?
So I'll say for this turn, you're looking around and you're checking the pit.
Yes.
I will also look around and check the pit. And I'm going to look up and see if there's kind of anything above us that we should be wary of.
The torch flickers as you spend time investigating the pit and the bridge. Clara, I will ask you to make me a wisdom check as you search around.
Unfortunately, -1 brings it into a 9.
There is not an obvious concentration of bones. It does seem like the bones have been shifted around recently, but you can't really tell for what reason. For Liena, as you are looking around, you see that all along this stone bridge, there is a blanket of crushed stone, bone dust, and rust all across it.
Huh. Does it look like it's been disturbed at all, or this is a pretty even coating?
It looks like it's been disturbed. It's like something has ground all of the stuff on the bridge to dust.
Okay. Do I see anything from above us that might have dropped this down on the bridge?
With the torchlight, you do not see anything.
Okay, gotcha.
So you haven't moved into the room yet. Or unless, Malcor, you say you did want to go in.
Malcor, before moving forward, is going to grab the skeleton off of his back and throw it onto the bridge.
Oh, wait, but... Oh, my research...
Depending on what happens, we'll continue moving forward with the 10-foot pole.
As you fling this skeleton towards the center of the bridge, I would like the three of you to make me a wisdom check, please.
18 for Malcor.
21 for Liena.
Clara with a 2.
Okay, well, thankfully Liena and Malcor both see something slithering along in the pit of bones. On the right side, deep inside the pit, something rises up, and you see a flash of purple before it sinks back into the pit. And that is the end of that round, which means I'm going to roll a random encounter.
Faster purple worm kill.
You guys are going to hate me.
Is this a baby's teeth encounter?
Yeah. It could be. Do we get to decide? Do we get to hear what the encounter is?
Yeah.
Before the baby's teeth?
The three of you hear a wail, some kind of scream, as the wind picks up in this dark, deep cave. A chill runs across your skin, and Malcor, you see that torch that you worked so hard to light at the beginning of this encounter get snuffed out. And the three of you are plunged into total darkness as we begin a combat.
Ooh, I light a torch. I light a torch.
So what I'm gonna
quick draw.
Do I use this thing or do
no?
We wait?
We're keeping it.
I'm crossing out one of my torches.
So what I'll do is I'll ask the three of you for initiative, please.
16 for Malcor.
21 for Liana.
16 for Clara.
All right. So once again, we'll start with Liana, who, and from there we're gonna go clockwise. So once again, I as the monster are gonna go last. But the three of you find yourself in complete darkness as this creature is slithering and moving along the pit.
I am going to light my torch, as I assume that Malcor is the one that went out, so I'm going to quick draw the torch to my belt and like fumble with my flint and steel for a moment, rub it against it, and then ignite the torch once again.
So because it is dark, what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to roll dexterity
okay.
at disadvantage because it's dark.
Great. Ugh, that is a 7.
So you are trying. You're trying to pull the torch out. You're trying to pull the flint and steel out, but it is just not coming together. You can't get all the pieces together to light this thing. And you can once again hear the sound of slithering approaching your position.
Damn you! Light! Light, damn you!
Amateurs. And I will take my 10-foot pole, and I will say, gesture and mutter some things around it, and cast light.
Go ahead and give me a spellcasting check.
14?
That will succeed. You once again see the light atop the 10-foot pole, and now you can finally see the teeth of something approaching you.
And if it matters, the duration on it is an hour, so it could... It basically takes the place of one of our torches.
Perfect.
So if you want to restart your clock.
You can just do that?
Until
as long
you
as
fail!
As long as I make the roll, yeah.
That's true.
So what you see approaching the three of you is a giant naga-like creature, like a big cobra, formed from this kind of clot-filled slime. And it is just writhing and slithering among these bones as it reaches up and prepares to shoot something at the three of you.
Well, Malcor will shoot it with a longbow. A natural one!
Okay, so I'll be generous. Roll me a d10.
Which body part would you like to lose?
I tried my best. in the fumbling, in the difficult light, and in the panic of Clara trying to light a pole, you pull out the longbow and point it in the entirely wrong direction. Pointed directly at Liana.
Oh, no!
I'm only doing this because you rolled a 1 and a 1, so go ahead and give me that damage.
2.
Oh, no!
Liana, Malcor shoots you in the leg.
How could you?
Well, if it was me, that would have taken me down.
I guess my adventuring life is over. My knee!
Yeah, get that bum leg.
The creature looks at you, Malcor, with a bit of confusion, but then shoots a glob of acid at you.
No! My beautiful full plate!
Yeah.
Thankfully, it also misses with a 6. Ooh. So it will once again dive back into the bones, away from sight.
Okay.
Liana.
I stabbed Malcor in retaliation. How dare you? I thought we were friends.
I got turned around in the darkness.
Unlikely story. You were waiting for your moment. I am going to not do that, but I am going to take my crossbow and load it once again. Can I see this creature?
It's hard to see. You can see bits of it slithering around in the pit.
Okay.
So you would have disadvantage to hit it from here.
Then instead, what I am going to do, is there anything behind us, or is it just...
There's nothing behind you except the sinkhole tunnel that you just came in, and in front of you is the dark bridge that you can't see the end of.
I say, like, do we make a run for it?
Take my 10-foot pole and start moving. I'm assuming Malcor had to drop the 10-foot pole to shoot you.
Yeah. Oh, no. I am going to reach down and grab the 10-foot pole and kind of like wield it like a lance. And I'm going to say, this might be our chance. Maybe we can make it across the bridge while this thing's distracted. I mean, they can't obviously get all of us. So who's the slowest here?
Malcor, for sure.
And Liana is going to cast Cure Wounds on herself.
Okay.
That is a fail. I have a 10 out of 11.
Luck.
Yeah, I'm using my luck token on that.
Luck. All right.
All right, you can reroll that?
Yeah. That is even worse.
No! You, oh, no!
Goodbye, cure wounds.
No! You, goodbye, your life! You just died!
You pull out your quill.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Snap it in half.
Oh, no!
The quill bequeathed upon you by Sardothia herself, and you have failed to gain her favor.
No!
You feel a burning in your chest as you feel her fury rise up, not only within you, but spreading out to your allies within close range.
I didn't mean it! Sardothia, I didn't mean it! And I'm gonna run across the bridge.
The last thing that the two of you see of Lyanna as she sprints across is fire begin to pour out in a wave from her. You take 6 points of damage.
I was the chosen one! I thought I was special! That kills me.
So you are at zero health. I will say you made it just to the edge of the torchlight, and the two of you see her burning body, lightly crispy, in the middle of this bridge.
Okay, and I'm now dying, and I'm on a death timer?
That's correct.
Okay. I have one round until I die, folks.
No.
It could have been zero.
Clara, you've seen your friend, your ally, your trusty, loyal thrall, get immolated and sprint to the middle of this bridge. What would you like to do?
I mean, fucking sick, Lyanna.
What a way to go.
Yeah, right? Go in a blaze of glory, except I didn't.
You could have at least jumped happened. Off the bridge and tackled the Naga thing.
Yeah, I couldn't damage. See it. That's what the light was for.
Oh, dear. And Clara will move towards Lyanna. If I get to Lyanna, will Malkor be in darkness or still be in a little bit of light?
I'll say still in a little bit of light, yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to rush over to Lyanna and yell back, cover me!
Arm it!
I will do what I can to stabilize Lyanna.
All right.
I have, we didn't really go over full equipment gear, but as an herbalist,
yeah.
I would guess I would have something with me. And, you know, aloe works well on burns, right?
Yeah. I'll say that will give you advantage on checks to stabilize because okay. You are an herbalist. So go ahead and give me that. I believe it's a DC 15 intelligence roll to stabilize.
Okay.
You can do that with advantage.
16.
All right. Ooh. Lyanna, you are stable
Ooh,
for now.
Thank goodness for advantage.
But crispy.
Mm-hmm. And unconscious.
And that is your turn, Malkor.
Malkor follows instructions, runs forward, stands protectively over Lyanna and Clara, and has the longbow at the ready.
Just carry my unconscious body out of here.
Malkor puts Lyanna on top of the backpack.
Like a sack of potatoes.
This thing once again rears out of the pit of bones to shoot a clot of acid at you, Malkor.
Malkor does not pick up Lyanna before being targeted by acid.
Yes.
Can I shoot it?
17 to hit.
It doesn't! I have an AC of 18!
You have 18. Wow. Okay.
Plus two.
Oh, hey, look at that. All right. We got a real heavyweight over here. All right.
I'm a beef boy.
So this thing tries once again to spit acid at you, and it's realizing that its acid is not effective. You look at it, and it's looking directly at you, Malkor, as it rears up and gets ready to come towards you.
Great.
However.
Do I get to shoot it?
Yeah, that's fine. Go for it.
Okay. An 8. I miss.
All right. That unfortunately misses. So we're at the end of the second combat round, and I have a surprise for all of you. You remember all that bone dust and all that rust?
Yeah, we knew it was bad when you described it.
I would like to tell you why there's so much dust on this bridge.
Because something's going to fall down and smush
you. Because something is going to fall down and smush you. You are close enough in the center of the ridge to see a large boulder clunk down, falling from the top of this cavern onto the bridge and slowly roll towards the three of you as it picks up speed along this bridge. You all have a choice. When this thing gets to you, it's going to crush you and it's going to suck. You can either jump into the pit or try your luck at dodging this boulder. Clara, what would you like to do?
That's a fantastic question. It is the full width of the bridge?
It is. There is barely any space. It's going to be tough to avoid it from here.
Is there a way I could hang off the side of the bridge?
I'll have you roll for it, but I'll say yes.
In that case, I will just hang over the side of the bridge. I have a decent strength.
Okay.
Surprisingly, but that's what I'm going
to
try to do.
And Malcor, what would you like to do as this
boulder? It's like hanging on the side of the bridge of strength.
It's strength.
Okay.
Does anyone want to shovel my dead body off here?
Yeah, can I pick up Leanna?
Yeah.
And we'll hang off the side of the bridge.
Clara and Malcor, go ahead and give me a strength roll as the two of you are trying to hang off the side. If you fail, you're going to fall, but you were going to do that anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Natural one!
luck token?
Fucking I have you on my body. Yeah. Yes, luck token.
8.
All right.
That's a failure also,
that is,
I guess.
Also a failure.
I will use the luck token.
Okay.
21 with the luck token. Malcor is the last one, baby!
That's a 4.
Malcor, you feel the burning eyes of Sardothia gazed upon
you. No, Malcor's fine!
Oh, Clara, you feel the burning gaze of Sardothia. And you take 1 point.
Wow.
50% of your HP, though. 50%. Gone in a blink.
However, you, Malcor, you've gained the favor of Sardothia. Oh, you have gone to extra length to save one of her chosen. Once again, the skin on your body begins to turn tough, leathery, and demonic. You gain an additional +2 armor class for the next 5 rounds.
Great.
Does this stack?
I have 20 AC, baby.
Nice.
It does indeed stack. So no one has been crushed, but
I have been crushed spiritually.
Yeah. And Malcor, you've fallen into the pit.
Clara. Yes.
Clara. And Clara.
Clara,
unfortunately, this will take me out.
And as you fall into the pit of bones, you take an additional 5 points of damage.
Yeah, that's...
As the creature reaches up towards you. You are at 0, you are dying. How many more rounds do you live?
Oh.
Wait, this did not go well, you guys.
It's a D4
plus... D4 plus constitution, that's correct.
I'm at -3.
Okay.
1 minus 3 is -2.
I don't know if it can be negative.
No, it's -1.
Okay.
-1.
You died yesterday.
Just before we left.
Just before character creation.
Malcor, we have one unconscious fellow. We have one person who is actively dying. You have been bolstered by the strength of Sardothia, but this creature is mad and it's coming towards you. What would you like to do?
Okay, I have a question, though.
Yes.
Because they're both unconscious.
Yes.
I have no way to heal them.
That's correct.
Well, there's the intelligence roll.
To stabilize you.
Yes.
I don't have a way unconscious.
Right, but stable.
Can't heal you. What do I do?
Wow, that is a problem for after the Naga. You can let the Naga eat you. That's fine.
Into the dark.
Yeah.
You could get away while the Naga eats the rest of us.
We didn't even make it past the first actual encounter, you guys.
Yeah, we did. This is the second.
This is the second
one. That's true. All right. Yeah, we got through one combat.
Whatever. We got into this together. We're gonna get out of it together. With Leanna on the backpack, Malcor, can he climb down?
Yeah.
Climbs down. Does a stabilization.
Give me a strength roll for that, please.
14.
You are good to climb down.
Then, I'll try to stabilize.
Yeah,
Clara.
Yeah.
No, 14.
I do have some herbalism packets that I just used.
I will be generous. Because Clara has just used the packets. Like, you wouldn't be able to pick them out randomly.
Uh-huh.
But just because Clara has just used them, I'll give you an advantage on that.
Okay. Okay, 18.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So the two of you are stable. This creature is going to come up and try to bite you because that is your turn.
They're all on the backpack.
Okay, perfect. This creature, this strange worm is going to come up and try to bite your body.
Okay, hold on. Let me just read you my inventory. Leanna is 2 slots.
Yep.
You're replacing Skelly.
Okay, that's fair. Gotta be so funny if you ran out of slots for...
I only have one left! Okay. Bring it on.
So that first attack is going to miss because you have 20 armor.
Yeah, I do.
The second attack is also going to miss because you have 20 armor.
Malcor just boom, 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 boom. It starts just bulldozing his way through the bones. Yep. Just like, moves, like throws a chariot out of the way.
All right, Malcor, this thing is getting a little tired of you. What would you like to do on your
turn? Okay, just bulldozing, booking it, got the two on the back, making it to the other end of this bridge.
Okay, I will say you are able to make it to the other end of the bridge.
Do you have to climb back up, though?
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay.
Give me a strength roll for that, and I'll say this is hard because you have two people
is
on your
butt. Is that a disadvantage?
Nah, just regular. It'll be tougher, but...
That is an 18.
Despite the increased weight of two additional bodies on you, Malcor does not let that faze him as he scales the rocky bridge, running away from this creature with two of his companions on his shoulders. And you make it to the end.
How do I heal these guys?
As you reach the end of this room, you see a set of large granite doors.
Mm.
And upon these doors are embossed this mural of a helmeted female gladiator decapitating a male emperor's head with a curved weapon. This set of doors radiates a powerful magic, and you can feel it as you approach the set of doors. But you know that the worm is not far behind you.
I poke that door with a stick, and then I go in if it doesn't explode.
As you touch the door...
The pole touches the door.
As the door is touched...
With a 10-foot pole!
With a 10-foot pole, you hear a feminine voice ringing throughout the room, as though it were through a helmet. Honor the dead. And you hear a timer going. Tick, tick.
Honor the
tick,
dead?
Tick, tick.
Malcor will slice his hand, pour some blood out, bury a bone real quick, and just start, like, doing anything. I have gold pieces. I throw one at the door. I kneel down. I pray.
The doors open, but as they do... You hear the ominous note of a horn being blown. And we will go ahead and continue our adventure next time.
I throw you
on Reckless with Jason. Thanks all for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, God.
Bye.
At least light isn't concentration.
Malcor, you've gained the favor of Sardothia.
Oh,
you have
right.
gone to extra length to save one of her chosen.
Do you get a +2 to AC again?
That'd be great. Because I'm going to be 1v1 this friggin'.
Yeah, right?
All of your companions heal one hit point.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. I'll give you something that isn't useless.
Like Leanna.
For the next 24 hours, you don't require food.
Mm.